Today, the U.S. issued an advisory warning Americans not to travel to Liberia, Sierra Leone, or Guinea. More than 700 people in those countries have died from Ebola, which is spread through bodily fluids, blood, saliva, sweat, tears. Liberia's announced drastic measures to prevent the spread of the disease, closing schools, putting some government workers on leave, possibly quarantining entire communities. Some airlines have stopped flying to the affected countries altogether, while the U.S. has recalled 340 Peace Corps volunteers, and health workers are scrambling to find people who might have come into physical contact with Patrick Sawyer. Sawyer is the Liberian finance ministry worker whose sister died of Ebola. He then traveled from Liberia, stopped over in Ghana and Togo, and died last Friday in Nigeria. His next stop was supposed to be Minnesota to see his Liberian-American wife and three children who live there. And his now widow, DeConte Sawyer, has graciously come to Minnesota Public Radio to talk to us. DeConte, we're so sorry. That's so sudden.
Yeah. Sometimes I feel like I'm still in shock.
Yeah, I imagine so. So we doubly appreciate your coming to talk to us. What would you want us to know about your husband, Patrick? Why was he in Liberia?
Oh, Patrick was in Liberia because he felt like Liberia needed him. He was into social justice. Patrick was a community servant, and we both lived here in Minnesota, and he served the Liberian community here in Minnesota on a volunteer basis. Mm-hmm. That's how we met, in fact, volunteering for a cause in our community. And he wanted to go back to Liberia by all means, to help Liberia, to have a better democracy, because he had experienced it here in the U.S., and he wanted that for Liberia. He wanted social justice. He was huge into mental health. He felt very passionately about those things, and he wanted to be in Liberia to help make a difference.
So it's a loss for you and your three children, but also for Liberia. And for, as you mentioned, the Liberian community there in Minnesota, we understand it's one of the largest in the U.S., about 6,000 to 10,000 Liberians.
It's the largest in the world outside of Liberia. Huh. We have the largest Liberian community in the diaspora.
How has Patrick's loss hit your community there?
It's a big blow. Everyone knew Patrick here in Minnesota, in the Liberian community. So everyone feels like they've lost their best friend, their brother. And everyone's crying. Everyone's shocked. They're tired talking about it, pointing fingers, and they're tired saying, oh, it's the Liberians in Liberia. Because now it's hit home, and the Liberians here are ready to take action together as concerned Liberians against Ebola. And we have partnered up with Samaritan Purse and Global Health Ministries to help support those causes.
Well, a couple things there. The Americans in Liberia who are ill are with Samaritan's Purse, this aid organization.
Yeah.
And so you're now sending supplies to them. And you say it hit home. It wasn't just about Liberia anymore, but it almost literally came home. Your husband.
Literally. He was coming for the girls' birthday party. See, because of Patrick's passion and everything for Liberia, I was left here with three little girls to raise by myself. And I wanted Patrick back home. I told him I didn't sign up to be a single mom. You need to come back and fight the good fight back home. Mm-hmm. So it put a strain on our marriage. But we deeply loved each other and loved our children. I scheduled the girl's birthday for August 16th and told him the date. And he was coming. He was coming by all means. Nothing could have stopped Patrick from coming except Ebola.
Well, and there's such a sadness there, but also your fear that he could have come home with Ebola.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's why I'm doing this, is that he could have come home with Ebola. I already have Ebola affecting one country of mine. I don't need it to affect another country of mine because I'm a U.S. citizen too. And my daughters are here. And Mia, Bella, and Ava have friends in their schools.
Well, we know the World Health Organization is not warning against flying, but some airlines have stopped flying, and we're hearing airports here are going to be screening for people coming in with
the
symptoms.
They're screening. It's interesting you mentioned that. I have an uncle that just arrived from Liberia to the U.S., and he called me this morning, and he said they screened them at the airports there in Liberia, because I was interested when he said he just came, and I said, are you okay? did you let them know that you were in Liberia? And he said, yeah, they're screening us at the airport. I said, what are they screening for? And he said, well, the main thing is that if anyone has a fever, is running a temperature, they don't get to get on the plane from Liberia, because that's one of the earlier
Did they
signs.
Rely on people to tell them?
No. They're testing.
They're testing. They're taking temperatures. Yeah. Well, does this lift your fear? Does this make you feel better?
Yeah. I'm not sure. With my uncle, he said he was approved to get on, but when he came, he turned himself in to the hospital and told them he came from Liberia, and he's actually been quarantined for the next 21 days.
Here in the U.S.?
Yeah.
Wow. So does this alleviate your fears, or do you want what some are calling for? Congressman Alan Grayson, the Democrat from Florida, proposed barring all citizens from the countries that have the outbreak or any foreign nationals who've recently been to those countries. They shouldn't come in the U.S.
For how long?
Well,
because, I'm so confused. Because there are people who went there who have families here, who went there just to visit, and they're dying to come back home to their babies. But yeah, we don't want them to bring Ebola back. I don't want that. But at the same time, if they're not displaying symptoms and they're being screened, I think they should be allowed to come back. We keep them there, their risk are higher of getting Ebola.
So you're conflicted. You know, this idea of barring flight would keep people that you know from having their loved ones come back or go to see them.
Well, I don't think anyone should go to see their loved ones in Liberia right now. I think if you're traveling there, it should be part of a team that's going to help.
But you're conflicted about banning people from coming back because, I'm reading that Zuba Kapanaku, am I saying that correctly, who's chair of the Organization of Liberians in Minnesota, said his wife is there and he wants her to come back.
Yeah, I'm sure he does. I want Patrick to come back. Oh. My daughters are going to never get to know the man I fell in love with, their father.
Oh, we're so sorry. What else do you want people here to know? I mean, are you worried that there will be a backlash against Liberians?
I hope not. Liberians are really fun people. No, it's not their fault. It's not their fault. It's like having a backlash at someone for having a mental illness. Or, you know, autism. Mia has autism. I, could I share a poem I wrote?
Sure.
That I think applies to this situation. It's one I wrote a long time ago about social justice, but everything about it applies to this right now. I was thinking about that on my way here. And it's called Don't Stand Back.
Go ahead.
Be my brother in my struggle. Don't stand back and watch while others lack the resources to resist the attack. It's what affects me, affects you. Together, we are bonded by this earth. So be my sister in my struggle, because what affects me does affect you, directly or indirectly. Don't stand back. Let's help. Thank you.
DeConte Sawyer, her husband Patrick, died of Ebola in Africa. She lives with their children in Minnesota. And DeConte, thank you so much for speaking with us.
Thank you. God bless you.